Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
For the first time, secondary school students will be taught about the mother and baby homes and similar institutions. The history module has just been published by the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. Dr. Sarah Ann Buckley is Associate Professor in History at the University of Galway. Good afternoon, Sarah Jane.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, you were obviously, you were also involved with the Tuam Oral History Project. So you, I assume, welcome this.
Oh, certainly. We were actually collaborating with the NCCA on this, and I'd really like to welcome it and welcome the minister acknowledging it, because until we start teaching this history comprehensively at particularly secondary level, we are not going to understand the context in which, you know, people's lives were really affected. So we're delighted to see this published.
And is this for junior certs? It's an option, or leaving certs, or where in the curriculum?
So right now, this resource is for junior cert history, for junior cert CSPE, and there's also a guidance document for English teachers. So there's a list of texts and drama and poetry. So it's actually kind of covering, you know, a lot of the junior cert curriculum. We would hope to see this at leaving cert level as well in the future.
Now, and I assume that it has to be taught in a context rather than if you just, you know, give the bald facts of what happened to a junior cert student, they'll say that's appalling. Well, it's appalling at any time in history, but perhaps some context in terms of what attitudinally where people were at the time that could allow this to happen.
Yeah, I think it's been really well done. So the history module starts with the context of the 20th century. So I suppose women's rights, the different types of institutions, from industrial schools to mother and baby institutions to Magdalen laundries. It gives a timeline, and it does it all in this idea of the classroom being a brave space where you can address sensitive topics. And there's a lot of guidance for teachers. There's a lot of resources there for students to really, I suppose, work through these lived experiences. And, you know, junior cert students, like, they're very able, they're very empathetic. I think that this is such an important step forward. And I think it's also going to lead to a lot of conversations in homes, intergenerational conversations. So it's just fantastic to see.
Yeah, you can imagine. So, and would there be a focus, or is part of it at least personal stories of people?
So in the history module, there is a focus on the Tuam Institution, I suppose, because of the fantastic work of Catherine Corliss and some of the individuals that worked with our project, Peter Mulryan, PJ Haverty. They have, you know, very kindly given their life stories, and in order for students to learn about, you know, how they grew up, what they grew up in. They were both born in the 1940s and 1950s. There's also a focus on the other institutions in the country. So there's a map of the institutions that were addressed in the Mother and Baby Homes Commission of Inquiry, and other projects like the Clan projects. They're in the human rights piece around, I suppose, the advocates and many of the survivors and those affected who campaigned for years. So Philomena Lee, Mary Steed, Mary Harney. And it's just, you know, really important that they're front and centre. And as I say, Catherine Corliss is a big piece of this as well.
Yeah. And given it's been, if it's been taught partialist history, or, you know, there's a module for English, that it would one have to, if you were a junior cert student, would you have to do all three subjects to get a kind of a completely rounded sense of what happened?
The history units are quite comprehensive, because I suppose the idea being that these are historic institutions. When it comes to CSP, the focus is, so what happened when we did begin to acknowledge these human rights abuses? And in regards to English, the teachers are being given a list of, you know, excellent books like, you know, Claire Keegan's, or books written by survivors or those affected over many decades, as well as the documentaries. And they can choose how to build that picture. But I think for me, obviously, as a historian, the idea that students are getting that context of 20th century Ireland, of the church and the state, and how single women who became pregnant were treated by society as well, is really important.
Yeah. Now, that's is that how it's presented, rather than this is how they were treated by the Catholic Church, or is it this is how they were treated by society? Because, as we know, there was a lot of, at the very least, turning a blind eye to what was going on.
I think it's quite well done in that there is, you know, a focus on the Constitution, there's a focus on legislation, there's a focus on individual experiences. There is also a focus on poverty. Each individual story has a number of different actors, but I think that it certainly shows where power lay. And I think many of us that have worked in this space for a number of years or decades would be quite, I suppose, adamant that power didn't often lie with a child who was in this vulnerable position, and even a family who was often, you know, put under quite a lot of pressure. So I think there's lots of layers there. I think what's really important is, at least in regards to the materials on Tuam, the tapes and voices of a woman, Julia Devaney, who was in that institution for a number of decades, are part of what is listened to. Also, you could say alternative articles in, say, the Connacht Tribune or other papers representing different experiences are included. And I think the module, I suppose, gets students to consider, if I was, say, someone working in the area, if I was someone who was a mother, and those different perspectives. And I think that idea of the brave space allows them to have conversations that aren't black and white, which is really kind of where we need to be at if we are to, I suppose, bring care to this conversation.
Yeah. Now, the use of the term brave space, is this something to do with the fact that this is an optional and in the courses? So there might be many schools that choose to go nowhere near this, especially if they've got a strong Catholic ethos.
Well, I would really hope that the conversations and the support that many survivors and those affected have received from the public over the last few decades would translate into teachers and students and parents, I suppose, asking that this be taught, and I suppose making sure that it is taught in the school, no matter what the religious ethos. There were institutions that were Catholic. There were previously institutions that were Protestant. I think the way forward is that we engage in this history and we make sure that younger people get a chance to make their own decisions and choices as to how they view the past. I think a piece for me that's really important is even though there is quite a lot of focus for different reasons on some institutions, we know that there were hundreds of types of institutions that still need to be looked at. So in their local area, they may ask, you know, what was that building? Or maybe within most families, there is some piece of their history that might present, and they'll be able to address it in a really, as it says, brave manner.
Mm. Sarah Ann, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Sarah Ann Buckley is Associate Professor in History at the University of Galway and one of the leads on the Tuam Oral History Project.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.